Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Mike Dunleavy delivered a blistering letter to the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee Thursday, accusing Eagle River Republican Senator Laura Reinbold of violating ethics rules and her oath of office by repeatedly spreading misinformation about Alaska's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Dunleavy said that in response to Reinbold's recent actions, state officials and staff, quote, will not be responding or participating in any manner that pertains to yourself, your office, or in your capacity currently as chair of a committee. The resources of the state of Alaska are not yours to abuse for your own as yet undiscernible personal benefit, unquote. Asked about the letter, Reinbold responded in a series of text messages calling the governor's actions inappropriate and an unnecessary political assault upon a long-term, hardworking member of the legislature. She said that the governor was acting like a disgruntled minority legislator, not as a governor. Senator Gary Stevens, Republican for Kodiak and a former Senate president, said that he's never seen anything like that in the governor's letter. The letter describes a pattern of misinformation by Senator Reinbold, citing her Facebook posts as far back as October 2020. The letter said that she used her position as a member of the Alaska State Senate to publicly misrepresent the state of Alaska's response to a global health crisis. The letter continues, you impugned the motivations of unelected and non-political employees working for the state with baseless allegations that, on multiple occasions, were demonstrated to be false. The letter arrived amid growing objections to the actions of the committee led by Reinbold, which has encouraged testimony from people skeptical of efforts to restrict the spread of the coronavirus. Just on Friday, the committee had been scheduled to hear from Dr. Simone Gold, a physician who last month was indicted in connection to the January 6th invasion of the U.S. Capitol. Gold founded America's Frontline Doctors, a group organized to oppose efforts to contain the spread of COVID-19. Senate President Peter Michicki said he personally canceled today's meeting and that the Senate's Majority Caucus will instead meet Monday to decide the next steps, if any. The city of Kenai extended the COVID-19 disaster declaration as a response to the public health emergency. That decision was made Wednesday night by the city council and adopted unanimously. In addressing resolution 2021-09, Councilman Jim Glendenning said,
but it's important that we extend this one more time. And it's also important that we understand that when we first started looking at this issue, our world was a lot different. Since then, we've had election, change of administration, change of how CARES money or its sequential program is going to be developed at the federal level. There's discussions in Juneau whether it's going to have a disaster declaration or not. So it's important that we declare that we are still in a precarious position and need to declare this. I agree with City Manager Ostrander's letter and the time for. Talking about when we come back, when all the commissions and committees come back to chamber and whatnot, that's for another time. So it's important that we continue to have this understanding and these discussions. And I know City Manager Ostrander is working his issues very hard. And I also see that we're opening up the city incrementally. And we're on a good path.
An emergency disaster declaration was announced March 18th by the city and has been extended since then multiple times. The resolution that was sponsored by the administration states that the impacts of COVID-19 continues, including the public health risks, restrictions on travel, and economic impacts will be of a severity and magnitude that's beyond the authority and capacity of the city to provide an effective response without assistance. In continuing the disaster declaration, the city requests the state provide disaster assistance by making resources available in the ongoing response and recovery from the current and potential impacts of the public health emergency, to provide assistance for businesses and individuals, and to provide expertise and guidance to help the city in its response and recovery. The city's disaster emergency declaration has been further extended till March 31st of this year.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.